Digital Arena. On the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
First show in February, SportsCast, February 2nd, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe at all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. It is Super Bowl week at the Sportscast. A lot going on, predictions, but a lot of coaching movements. We got the last two coaches hired. Now we got some assistant coaches getting in the game. Who's Greg Mannion? We'll find out in the show. Join us all the way from West Palm, Brett Blair, and Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back.
Pleasure, Santiago. Always a pleasure.
It's guys, cold down here, Dan. It's
don't talk degrees. About cold, man. I'm still digging out of the snow over here, man. We got 17 inches here in Ohio.
It's 44 degrees here, man. That's unacceptable. Okay, it's Florida, South Florida. It's 44 degrees. Unacceptable. I don't care what you're dealing with in the north. Yeah. That's the north. Like, we don't bring it down here. Yeah. Don't bring that stuff down here. We don't need it. We don't need none.
Yeah. Well, everyone's cold, the whole country. But let's start off with the Cleveland Browns hiring Todd Monken as head coach. They interviewed a lot of young guys, even Jim Schwartz as the defensive coordinator. Monken comes from the Baltimore Ravens. He also was a coach for Georgia. I'm not sure if it was head coach for Southern Georgia or head coach for UGA. But, Dan, your thoughts over this. It happened this past week. Everyone was surprised, even the front office.
Yeah, absolutely. I was completely shocked. I had thought that they were either going to go with Schwartz or one of these young guys, Shieldhouse. You know, I thought this came out of nowhere, really. I mean, it was a complete shock. And we'll see. I mean, he apparently it could be a match made in heaven. I don't know if you know the history that Baltimore was trying to draft Shador, and Shador didn't want to play. Yeah, because he didn't want to play behind, Lamar. So, and there's a video that's kind of gone semi-viral here that Monken's hugging Shador, and he said, "Hey, we tried to draft you, and you didn't want to play for us. Let's rock and roll." So it's interesting. Maybe he's this guy, and it's like a marriage made in heaven here. We'll see.
Yeah, one of the things that happened behind the scenes, Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz wanted the job. He was upset. He cleaned out office, even though he's under contract. I think he has two more years left. What I've heard is that the young coaches did not want Jim Schwartz. They say, look, you know, I mean, he's too old, whatever. So the Browns wanted to keep Jim Schwartz, so they brought in Todd Monken. So keep two old guys. Brett, let me get your analysis on this situation in Cleveland.
I believe Todd and I were talking about a little bit. Jim Schwartz should have been given this job. Like, the only solid piece of this entire franchise over the past, the only solidifying thing was you could depend on your defense. Yep. Obviously, you have the best defensive end in the game, but you have a defense that holds the line all day, every day. How you don't give him a shot when obviously he's got the defense. You got Shador. Yeah. What they do as far as those pieces, I understand Monken is a good fit. Correct. There are pieces that are falling into place that make it seem like it's a better fit than it could be. I don't believe it. I believe, like, you know, sometimes there should be a changing of the guard, like you were saying. Get rid of the old guys. You know, like Gus Malzahn finally moving on. You know, things like that. But No, this guy is still relevant. He still plays, his defense plays at a level that is far superior than many teams that have a great offense. Okay, if their offense helped them out a little bit and gave, you know, please, that would be it would be ridiculous. But I believe Jim Schwartz should have been offered that job. I understand the decision. Something has to be done. Cleveland hasn't had something good in a while. But I believe you stick with Schwartz, who's been the only solid part of that team.
Yeah, absolutely.
That franchise.
What do you think, Dan, about that? And do you think they're like a wide receiver away?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as far as Schwartz, there is a possibility. I mean, he might be back. He's under contract. A lot of these defensive coordinator jobs are getting filled. And I don't know if the Browns are going to let him go. So, I mean, there's some rumors that he could be back. So let's hope for the Browns fans' sake that we could keep that defense and the morale on the defense up. But, yeah, I mean, if you know, Munkin's got an offensive mind. I think schemes and getting a receiver either in a draft or a trade, get a couple linemen. I mean, they could turn it around. I mean, we see teams this year that have turned it around in, you know, 1 or 2 years. So, I mean, we'll see.
Quite something. We'll see what happens with Cleveland. Browns, a team that was not very – I mean, what I've heard, the coaches or interview were not looking forward to Cleveland. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It was like the
I mean, it's not the ideal way to come up.
Yeah.
Brett, would you rather hire a young coach or an old senior coach with experience? Who's ever been a head coach?
Every scenario, that's a trick question onto itself. Every situation has mitigating and aggravating circumstances that make one side or the other. I am a big proponent. Hey, look, Jimmy Johnson came in and got rid of Tech Schramm and my boy Tom Landry, okay? And I cried, you know, but that it turned out to be something incredible. That was a situation that it fit perfectly. You don't get that all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to understand that it's better to stick with somebody that's still, okay, maybe the game is 5 or 6 years newer than he is, but what he's, the schemes he's bringing, the things he's doing for the franchise, for the team, whatever aspect, they all weigh in. You can't just say, yeah, you always got to bring in the new guy, or you got to hold the old guy. Every situation, every job, every situation would be different for me depending on the coach.
You know, the one coach that started at 30 years ago, which was, I mean, the 30 years old, which was 10 years ago, Sean McVay, which the Rams have re-signed them and the GM Les Snead to a multi-year extension. Dan, I think the Rams did good. I think they deserve this extension.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely. Rams. You know, and I think that's what makes all this young coaches intriguing, because you land on a McVay and, you know, these guys that, you know, people want to replicate that. So that's why all these young minds are getting these interviews. But yeah, no, they had to do that. You know, especially, you know, that's one thing that, you know, that's intact. I mean, it's unclear if Stafford's, you know, what he's going to do. So yeah, you gotta sign these guys to extensions for sure.
Brett, what do you think about the Rams?
Yeah, we were joking. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. But I just want to make something clear. Like, I don't think anybody's ever mentioned this. The Micks are taking over, and I don't mean, please don't think I mean Irish. No, the Micks are taking over the coaching staff. Whether it's McDaniels, McVay, McDermott, McCarthy coming back. What is going on, man? The Knicks are taking over. If you have an MC at the beginning of your name, you got like a 35% chance to get a head coaching job in the NFL. So that's
what's
looking. Raiders, they got their new coach. The Cardinals and Raiders just announced their coach the past couple of days. They get Seahawks. Clint Kubiak is their next coach. Dan, what have you heard about Clint Kubiak?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a good hire. I mean, I know that the Seahawks fans are a little nervous as this is all going on. You know, it's a Super Bowl. Can he multitask? His mind's not focused. They're a little worried right now. But, no, I think, you know, I think he's a good get for sure for the Raiders.
Brett, do you remember who's Clint's dad?
Come on. wait, was Clint Kubiak was – wait, three. I said it earlier today. Darren Kubiak? What was with
Gary Kubiak?
Darren Kubiak.
Gary
Kubiak, who was a quarterback himself. Like, but this is a situation where bringing in a young guy seems to be a great fit. Like, now, again, the deal hasn't been made. Obviously, they can't approach him right until he goes through it. And hopefully he's – I mean, he's a young coach. To put that in the back of his mind and compartmentalize that and say, you know what, that's what I have to come. A title is a title as far as a job title. I have a chance for a Super Bowl title. There's a big difference between a job title and a Super Bowl title. So focus on what you need to do here. I think he is professional enough that he should be able to. I'm impressed as hell with that offense. We talked about Sam Darnold, what he's done. He has some good pieces. You know, JSN is a beast, and you know, they have a great running back as well. Like, they have the pieces in place, but Clint Kubiak has made some magic
happen. Yeah.
And guess, yeah, who's, and guess who's going to be his quarterback? Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There you go, the number one.
Number one. So we'll see what happens in Las Vegas. They got a good running back, Ashton Jeanty, rookie. Let's go to Arizona. They hire Mike LaFleur as head coach. He is related to Matt LaFleur, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It coming from the LaFleur tree and, you know, another young guy. I mean, it seems to be somewhat of a trend. And, you know, the Cardinals wasn't your ideal job. So I think you needed to get a young guy, you know, in that job, somebody that they're willing to risk on. So I don't think they were going to get these huge name guys. So
keep in mind that job doesn't last more than 6 years.
Yeah. Right.
And you're following Cliff Kingsbury. Right. So come on, that's it.
What do you think happened with this interview with Mike LaFleur? You think he says, I can work with Kyler Murray, or they're thinking about moving on and keeping Brissett as the QB1?
I mean, I've heard both angles. I've heard that they're finally moving on from Kyler Murray, that I think from a standpoint of who can play better football, there's no Kyler Murray outplays, you know, 99 out of 100 times. But do they still want to go in a completely different direction as far as the team? They have Harrison, who they brought in, who really never meshed with him. Trey McBride is awesome, but as far as the hire, no big name guys were going to Arizona. There were no big names as a big four or five that would possibly, none of them are going to Arizona. So it is almost a perfect landing spot where you're saying bring in the new guy. I don't know enough about. I know the LaFleur tree. I know his brother. I don't know what he brings to the table as far as being a head coach. I haven't seen it. I don't know enough about his history, but it is a place where you're not going to land a big name, so why don't you take a shot on somebody that you think fits the franchise, fits the mold that you're looking for the direction you're trying to go when you're trying to move the team forward.
Yep.
And Dan, they got two receivers. As Brett said, they got McBride and they got Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, you know, and they do. They have some weapons. I mean, Harrison, I mean, he's just a little bit of streaky. I mean, hopefully, you know, he can progress and, you know, with a good offensive mind coach coming in, you know, maybe some different schemes that they can take it to the next level here.
Quite something. We'll see what happens in Arizona. Promising team. Kyler Murray could get traded. I heard Minnesota. It's a place for him, maybe. So,
or Trey McBride. Touching on McBride for 1 second. In a tight end heavy league, the league is better and has more quality tight ends across the board on 10 to 12 teams that you could be like, wow, he is the number one out of the number ones, setting records again for most receptions in a season by a tight end. Like, he's doing things. Obviously, there's not a lot of other things, you know, with your Harrison we talked about to go to, but we have to touch on that. Like, he is a premier player at a very heavy position in the NFL. Yeah, look at that list.
Like, number two, highest paid tight end, McBride, right after Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And look at Njoku right there. There, Dan. Top five.
Yeah, exactly. He might not be in Cleveland. I hear he wants out Njoku, so we'll see.
I heard he might want to go to the Giants.
Maybe. Be interesting.
Yeah, but if you can get Shador playing and you could implement him into the game, I guarantee Njoku would reevaluate wanting to stay in Cleveland if they can solidify that offense and now say, look, we're going Shador, we're doing this.
Yeah,
what's your running back? I can't remember his name.
Junkins.
Push on Junkins.
I love his last name, Curtis Junkins.
Yeah.
You have some pieces there. Tell Njoku, look, we're ready to play some football, man. Are you ready? Are you in? And I think Njoku would change his mind and want to stay.
You need another receiver, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think I'd like to get Tate in the draft from Ohio State at the 6th pick for sure. So we'll see.
That's quite something.
Do you take him or do you take Reese? If Reese is still there at 6 and now you have one, you have the best defensive end of the game on one side and you have Reese on the other side.
There you go.
Cleveland's so used to being up there in that top five. Interesting. But, Brett, do you think the Browns' mindset is Deshaun's the number one quarterback, or is it Shador?
Well, I mean, that was weird. I heard that that's going to be the competition this year. Is it going to be Shador, or this is going to be maybe after all the craziness, the dumpster fire that has been his life Maybe he pulls around. We know he's got talent. We know he can, but can he play within the organization? Or I love the Shador thing. I love that it's so late.
Can he has a good arm.
Gabriel, who played at UCF in Oklahoma, they let him play first, and then they still weren't giving the Shador a chance. I think now he's pissed. He's going to prove everybody wrong, and that's going to be the number one starter.
Which, keep in mind, Dan, Tom Monken likes explosive plays. Can Shador
Absolutely. Explosive? Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, he's proven in a few of the passes he made in his chance, and I think he just needs a little more time. He's got to be a little smarter with the football. And we saw I saw Caleb Williams. I mean, he had some of the same traits trying to extend the plays. And in year two, he was way better. So I could see something similar, you know?
Maybe Monken might be the right guy.
You literally took the words. Yeah. Sorry, you took the words literally out of my mouth.
But likes Caleb Williams.
Caleb, his first year was like, you were like, dude, come on, like rein it in. And I think Shador is the exact same type of player, can extend, bring athleticism to the position, man. And that's never a negative thing. So I can't believe you literally nailed it so on the head with he reminds me of Caleb in his first year.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yep.
We'll see what happens. Defensive core. Who is the offensive coordinator right now, Dan, for the Browns?
Who is that now?
Who is the offensive coordinator for the Browns?
It escapes me at the moment. I forget.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, I think it's one of the guys from within.
Yeah, no, I think he brought someone over from Baltimore, I thought.
Yeah, you're right. But, you're right. Yeah. I remember that guy. Yes,
young,
It's going to be a half Ravens squad, just like the Giants. All right, let's go to San Francisco. They're bringing in Raheem Morris, Brett, as defensive coordinator. Came from Atlanta. Niners have a new defense quarter every year, so you think this is a good fit?
I love Raheem Morris. Like, Raheem Morris as a defensive coordinator is where he was shining. Like, Seattle, like, with the things he did, like, I mean, he was the Legion of Boom. He was the Legion of Boom. So what he can now bring as far as now not having to focus on the head coach and just being able to focus on the defense, I love them, especially bringing after losing Saleh for the second time to a head coaching job. Like, you know, you bring him back.
Went to Tennessee here, with Brian Daboll.
Whatever, more power muscles, more power to him. But I definitely think Raheem Morris coming in San Fran will improve the defense over what Saleh was doing.
Dan, you didn't.
Absolutely. No, I think he'll be a good fit as well. I mean, they needed to do something. They have a lot of explosive players on offense. They've been banged up. So, I mean, they need to tighten up the defense for sure. And I think Morris will be the guy to do that.
Minnesota Vikings got rid of their general manager, Dolphins, after four seasons. Dan, I heard the reason why, because Sam Darnold was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is just a complete debacle. I thought only Browns did stupid stuff like that, but apparently the Vikings are showing otherwise. I mean, that right there, I mean, you can't have that. So, yeah, for sure.
Brett, is J.J. McCarthy the guy in Minnesota?
Maybe. Like he comes out, he shows a little bit, but he hasn't put the sample size is far too small and his injury time is far too long to be able to get any type of real feel for what McCarthy can do. I haven't been impressed. There was one or two games that I came out, I was impressed for a little while, but you know, he never put together a game. The fact that Mensa got fired over the Sam Darnold thing is funny because, you know, friends and I were talking about, you know, this guy did 29 wins in two seasons with two separate teams. Like, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're putting some good situations. You're putting winning situations. But, you know, whether it's him just game management, whether it's him knowing that he's not got to not take too much on his plate, you know, he's got Walker, he's got Njigba, he's got, you know, whatever it is, the dude has proven the entire NFL, even before the games. All of it, I had to say 100 times, everybody hasn't done it until they've done it. That's it. Everybody, you know, he's never done it. You're right, he's never done it until he's done it. And Sam Darnold's there. So I guess he's got the chance to prove a lot of people wrong.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me when the Mavericks let go of Nico Harrison because they traded Luka.
Absolutely.
Out to the Lakers. All right, Eagles hire Sean Mannion as offensive coordinator. He was a quarterback in the NFL a couple of years ago, Dan. Eagles, interesting team. If you're an offensive coordinator and you do bad, you get fired. But if you do well, you become head coach.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a tough job for sure. I mean, they need to get somebody to get that offense going. I mean, Hurts is, you know, a good quarterback. He has his moments, but they just need to, you know, figure it out, and hopefully he could do it.
Brett, what do you think about this hire and the Eagles?
I mean, the hire doesn't impress me either way. What will matter is the imprint he can make on this offense, because you're stepping into an offense, and you said they become head coaches, but there's, I believe, six pro bowlers on that offense, between the offensive line, between A.J. Brown, between Jalen. So there's, you know, six players that are going to the Pro Bowl, I believe, on that offense. So you're not exactly moving into a position where you don't have any players, and you have you literally have a plethora, a world of talent. Can he get Jalen? The way they played at the end of the year, the last 6-8 games of the season, was ridiculous. And mm-hmm. everybody kept saying, nope, this is the Eagles. When they need to play, they're going to play. When they need to bring it big, and I even was saying it.
They turn on the switch in the playoffs.
And they couldn't flip the switch, just like Casey couldn't flip the switch.
Yeah, which they face against the Niners, before, which is a tough team to play in the first round. But they could have beat the Commanders and got like a better game, but the week before. But AJ Brown might be heading out, right, Brett?
He's a diva, dude. That guy is the most destructive player. If you have a player who's gotten to play for you for 3 years, he's gotten 1,000 yards receiving every year. He's got over 10 touchdowns receiving 2 out of the 3 years, and he's on the sideline complaining that he's not getting the ball enough. When he ended up dropping passes, he ended up – so I cannot stand a diva like that. I cannot stand
He needs to go to the Steelers, because that's where all the divas go. And the Steelers go to get all these crazy guys. So you go to
Metcalf, you're right. He's right. He's definitely right. It'd be a perfect fit. And they'll bring Aaron Rodgers back with McCarthy for one more year.
Exactly.
And they'll bring all the psychopaths. Steve Ruggs is out of prison. They might get him too. I don't know.
Which brings on my next question. Should Rodgers come back to Pittsburgh? I mean, he knows Mike McCarthy's system. If he wants to play for a year, that makes the most sense in chemistry, right, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, it's theater. I mean, the NFL should be pleading for that to help him. I mean, it's helped with ratings and pumping up the they're bringing him back. But I don't know. I mean, I think they should move on. I think they should give the rookie out of Ohio State a shot. I mean, everyone's saying Steelers need a quarterback, but they haven't gave Howard a shot, and I think he's got some talent. So,
at all.
I mean, you know, so we'll see.
Brett, what do you think about a veteran 42-year-old quarterback coming back to Pittsburgh?
It's first of all, McCarthy's a horrible hire. Take that from a Cowboy fan. Like, he's a horrible, horrible hire. He did what he did. I don't know how he did it. He has not been able to replicate it. He's not been able. Now, the thought process was, well, are you bringing him in because you know Rodgers will feel comfortable, and if Rodgers is going to play at least one more year, he's going to play there. He's not going to go and learn a whole new system. And
one-year rental.
A whole different situation. Yeah. Right. So bring him in. Let him play. But why you would bring McCarthy in? Maybe it helps Rodgers, but as an overall, you know, schematic for the team, I cannot stand Mike McCarthy. I think he's a horrible hire. But the only way it fits is, okay, we want Rodgers back one more year, so let's bring McCarthy in, and maybe he'll talk him into it.
Anyways, let's go to the Pro Football of Fame. Bill Belichick missed the first ballot. His reasoning, it might be because of Spygate and the Flaygate, Brett. Is that two good reasons for him not to be to miss first ballot?
So everybody cheats in the NFL. Okay, just I hate to tell you. Your team, you love your team, you think they're great. They cheat however they can possibly get away with any little thing. So when you're that – I hate New England. Despise them. Okay, despise their run. Despise Brady. So all of those things I love that happened to them, but when the spotlight is on you for 12 straight years to where anything you do is going to be dramatically overblown in any way, shape, or form – that's ridiculous, dude. He's done things in the NFL that even Lombardi didn't do. You try to compare him to a pilot. Hey, you want to bring Papa Bear? Who do you want to compare him to? And I hate to say it, but when you won that many Super Bowls and you changed the game because he was the first to start playing, I want this player on that player because that matchup is going to be my best matchup. And I'm going to exploit matchups the whole game. That's all I'm going to do. And he's the one that started that. There's no reason the NFL, as much as I hate New England, he should not have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Dan, your thoughts? Should he have been inducted in this year?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know how much this plays in, but like, what have you done for me lately? I mean, it's been a downward spiral for Bill with his, you know, 22-year-old girlfriend and what he's doing at North Carolina. Like, that changes in perceptions in people's mind. Like, it's like, you know, doing photo ops on the beach and stuff. And I mean, does that play into like the psyche? Like, maybe we're going to pass on this guy this year, you know?
Well, there you have it. Bill
sounds like they're haters. It sounds like the voters are hating. Their voters are haters. Like, what it sounds like to me, if they had a 22-year-old girlfriend, if they were doing that, they wouldn't say a damn word. They'd be like, yeah, I'm doing the thing. All right, so stop, please.
Then the Buffalo Bills went internal. They're hiring Joe Brady. Brady, the offensive coordinator, as head coach. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was a complete shock to me. I mean, that I did not see that coming at all. And, you know, we bring it up, you know, Josh Allen sitting in on these meetings. He's talking to these guys, and maybe he had something to do with this. You know, he has a good rapport with him, and he pulled the trigger and gave his blessing. I mean, but it was somewhat of a shock that they kind of didn't go, like, swing for the fences. Maybe, you know, these guys, other guys weren't into it, Harbaugh or anybody else. But, you know, what do you think about that, Brett?
I'm not surprised at it, to be honest with you. Just because of the comfort level, like you said, with Allen, just like we talked about with Schwartz, like Allen, okay, you know, he has that rapport. He's going to be able to keep that and maybe bring it to the next level. But, you know, I think this would have been a Tomlin move. Like, I thought if Tomlin did anything, if somehow Mike Tomlin did, trust me, he has the job already. Don't think that Mike Tomlin's phone is not ringing off the hook, and my man has 7 opportunities with every network you can think of. But I was just thinking in the back of my mind, man, this would be crazy if Tomlin just jumps in there. I don't mind the hire. I think Joe Brady's the safe fit. I think, like Dan said, you know, Allen's stamp of approval had to be on the final document anyway with the power that they've given him within that team. But I'm not surprised at it just because I think it's a very comfortable fit. It's who they still bring around him. It has nothing else matters in Buffalo but who you surround Allen with. That's it. Who are you going to put around him? It's your only job is to put pieces around this dude that will win the Super Bowl and they'll have enough more. Mm-hmm.
Before we go, we have Brett predicting this Friday, so you want to say his prediction tonight. Dan, who do you have? Super Bowl predictions, yep. Seahawks versus the Patriots in San Francisco, Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks in this one. I think, you know, Darnold is going to be a little too much. I like the quarterback comparison, a little go to Darnold in this one. Patriots, I mean, they've kind of had the easiest path to the Super Bowl like anyone could ever have had. I mean, it was like gifted to them, injuries and, you know, snow come flying down in the second half. I mean, it was like this perfect little gift wrap Christmas present to get to this point. And I think the Seahawks are going to win by 2 touchdowns.
Well, there you have it. That's Dan's prediction. We'll have Brett and I's prediction this Friday. We still have to hit up the books and look at the stats and the contracts. Brett, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Flanagan's?
SportsGuy369 across the board, X, TikTok, wherever you want to reach me, or Brett Blair on Facebook. I'm an old school guy. If you want to write me a letter, I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of a little old school, but please reach out to me. I'd love to hear some intelligent banter going back and forth.
Dan, what's the best way people are reach you online to talk to you about the funeral business?
Yeah, actually, I changed my handle on X to make it look like my other handles. It's actually
the funeral man.
Yeah, the funeral man on X and Dan the funeral man on Twitter or TikTok and Instagram. Brett, I actually did a monologue funeral for the Browns, so you should check it out. I buried the Browns on one of my pages.
Where do I go? Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go.
We'll do it after the show. But there you have it. The Sportscast 1 on Instagram and X and the sportscast.net. Watch at 8 o'clock the Steelers talk show, the Donut Bag with Joey Toscano. They're talking about Steelers' new hirings going on, offensive coordinator. And all the Jazz, they definitely need a wide receiver. Well, guys, it's been a great Monday. Stay warm and this.
All right.